Today we celebrate the departure from this world of Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So who was Srila Haridas Thakur? Who is celebrating Haridas Thakur disappearance for the first time? No. of the devotees here, is any new devotee who is less than 1 year? Okay, let me rephrase. Is anybody here less than 1 year in the temple? No, all veterans. Okay, so you already heard about, of course. So who was Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur is actually Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma is the head of our Sampradaya. So he's not only like the Namacharya in this Leela, but he's actually the head of the whole Sampradaya. He's our grandfather, because we all come from Lord Brahma. He gave the bodies to all the living entities, and he also gave transcendental knowledge. So our Sampradaya comes from Lord Brahma, from Krishna, to Lord Brahma, and to Narada Muni, and through Vyasadeva, and through Madhava Muni, and then so many gurus, acharyas, in disciplic succession. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose appearance we celebrated yesterday, he wrote in the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, a book on the glories of Mayapur Dham, that when Lord Brahma kidnapped the calves and the coward boys of Krishna in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, you all know the story. Krishna was frolicking in the forest with his friends, and then he just went away for a moment. And Lord Brahma, in a moment of call it pride, call it bewilderment, call it Yoga Maya, call it whatever you want, but in a moment of, let's say, inappropriate behavior towards his guru — it's not his guru, he's also the Supreme Personality of God — he stole these coward boys and calves. So you don't steal the coward boys and the calves of your guru. So then later on, you know the story, Krishna manifested for 1 year as the coward boys and the calves. So Brahma was really bewildered. Who are these? So I put them in the cave. They're here. And he got totally confused. And then Krishna manifested the Vishnu forms from each calf, each coward boy. So it was this majestic manifestation of glorious spiritual forms. And Lord Brahma then gave very nice prayers. We study, this is the 14th chapter of the 10th canto, the prayers of Lord Brahma. And it is said that Lord Brahma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, that Lord Brahma thought, well, he's going to come again as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and I might do the same mistake. I mean, he's even a hidden avatar. Krishna is not a hidden avatar, it's not Channavatar, it's pretty obvious. But so I made this mistake, now he's coming as Channavatar, I made him make another mistake. And so he went to Antardvipa. the center of Navadvipa Dham, and he started meditation, ready to be prepared to. And then he prayed. He even prayed, "Give me a low birth, so I'm not proud." So Lord Chaitanya blessed him to be born in a family of Islamic faith. Somebody said he was born, somebody would say just raised in a family, but basically his background is Islamic, which were called colloquially, normally also in the biographies, they're called Milichas and Yavanas. Sometimes his name is Yavana Haridas. And this is not religious intolerance, it's just the different standards. Muslims, they were eating cows, they were eating meat, and so they were considered not as clean, or not as pure or as pious. And so he was born in that circumstances. And he was born some roughly 35 years before Lord Chaitanya. So when Lord Chaitanya was born, he was 35. And he was a very close associate of Advaita Acharya. And then at the time, you see, Haridas Thakur got ostracism from both sides. He got the Muslims angry at him, and he got also the Brahmana angry at him. The Muslims were angry with him because he changed his religion. Okay? And the Brahmanas were really angry because how this Brahmana could be among us. Because see, Advaita Acharya, of course, Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. He's God. But socially, he was a very aristocratic Brahmanas. Because even among Brahmanas, there are different categories. No, Some are more prestigious family, prestigious, you know, maybe more rich. Among the Brahmanas, there are different, like Kshatriyas. No, there are big Kshatriyas, smaller Kshatriyas. So even among the Brahmanas, there were more established Brahmanas. And Advaita Acharya was really a leader in the Brahmin community. And he really kind of adopted this as his disciple and associate and friend. And people really couldn't take it. They couldn't take it. Because he's a Muslim. He was born as a Muslim. Advaita Acharya said, "No, he's, you know, whoever chants Hare Krishna, you know, he quoted the scriptures, you know, whatever, he's pure. He's actually more pure than you." So then people really, at one point they even wanted to ostracize Advaita Acharya. So, you know, you can't be associated with this person. Haridas Thakur, very humble, say, "You know, whatever, you know, you want me to go? No, 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 you stay. You want me to go? No, no, you stay." And one day, for instance, there was this thing about a yagya. And Advaita Acharya kind of challenged all the Brahmanas. They said, "Look, you're supposed to be Brahmana, you're supposed to have some power. And one power of the Brahmanas is to lit the fire without any matches or lighter." Of course, there were no lighters. But any external thing, just by mantras. And then he challenged them, "Okay, you do it. You are great Brahmanas, this and that, so puffed up. Okay, you do it." So then he gave the one system is to have this straw, so very dry straw, so it should take fire very soon, no? And the idea was that just by mantra and by blowing, the fire should come. So they passed around this straw or around the assembly. No, everybody was waiting for the yagya. You need the fire to start, you know? So then everybody, a little bit embarrassed, but okay, there is somebody trying. Nothing happened. Then the next. nothing have. And the third one, he took the guy three, nothing happened. So they went all around. Say, okay, I see that. Okay, then he said, Haridas, come here. Come, please. Then, okay, you please blow it. So that's a great. You want me to blow? Yes, you blow. Immediately the fire came. Everybody was shocked. They said, wow. So then they kind of cooled off. You know, it's like, okay. Oh, he's Lord Brahma. He's the original Brahmana. All the Brahmanas come from him. And he's probably, he has all the mystic powers, you know, all the siddhas comes from him. You know, anyway, so for me it's not a big deal, but for them it was really a realization, really an humiliation as well. So Haridas Thakur, there is explained also in Chaitanya Charitamrita that, see, we generally speak about Advaita Acharya calling Lord Chaitanya. But it's also explained that they were calling together. So it was Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur together. They were crying out for Gauranga to come to this world because they were seeing Hindu life was very degraded. They were so superstitious, so materialistic. They were doing rituals, but no devotion, no bhakti. So the devotees suffered very much. So they wanted the Lord to come, establish the path of chanting the holy name. And then they really cried, come. And finally, Lord Chaitanya came. So the problem is that at the beginning Lord Chaitanya was not a devotee. Was a devotee in the sense that everybody was devotee. Brahmanas, he had the Vishnu deity, Adoksha Jamurti in the house. So they were worshipping. But not a devotee in the sense really Vaishnava in the sense of really focus. He was more like a logician, Nimai Pandit. And he was extremely challenging with everybody. He was always debating with everybody. Sometimes people would see him down the street, and you just step aside because he was very, very, very into this logic and this and that. Then after, he took initiation from Ishwarapuri. Then he started, because he had to show, he wanted to show that through the guru you get the mercy. And so, through Ishwarapuri, he manifested this bhakti, and he started, obviously, as you know, he started becoming, manifesting this great devotion. And then he started the night kirtans in Srivas Thakur's house. So he was sending the devotees and around to preach, and Haridas Thakur was sent with Nityananda Prabhu at times. It was a couple. So they would go, Navadvip, they would go to, then they would preach. And the famous story is when they preached to Jagai Madai. They were both together. So there are so many stories also about Haridas Thakur. The time he was punished by the ruler. There is different description. He didn't really want to punish him because there is in Chaitanya Bhagavata, there is the old description how he said, how can you change your religion? It's not allowed. In some Muslim countries, still there is death penalty. They may or may not use it, but there is officially death penalty if you change for apostasy. You change your religion from Islam to something else. So at the time it was apparently the same. So the Islamic ruler says, so why you do this? Or the Qasi, they say, why you do this? Say, well, okay, the God is one, he has many names, I'm chanting name, what's the problem? I'm not doing anything wrong. So then, they push the magistrate and say, okay, he has to be punished. So they took him as a show, they took him to the marketplace. Because they want to make it an example of him. You become Hindu from Muslim, you get it. We kill you. And then they started beating him with canes. Pam, pum, pam, pum. And generally after some time you die because you know, there's a big man, strong. And with big canes, sticks, pum, 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 pum. So nothing happened. Okay. So, okay. Then they took it to another village, another marketplace. Marketplace because it's the place where everybody is. You know, men, women, children, everybody can see. So then they announce, see, this is Islam, Islamic man, and he became Hindu, so he has to be punished because he betrayed the true religion. And again, pum, 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 pum. So, nothing happened. So then they said, okay, we won't kill him here. This was just for show. Next. So they go to another village. And again, the same thing. 21 marketplaces. 21. And he was still alive. He was still alive because he's Brahma, he's super mystic, so we can't kill him really if he doesn't want. And he was humble there. And then this guard said, look, if you don't die, they'll punish us. So he says, oh, okay, so you want me to die? Yeah, please. Okay. And then he kind of manifested like a death, not such. And he floated away in the river. And the people were really relieved. Ah, finally he's gone. We can tell him that he's dead and we threw him in the river. But then he just floated the river. Then after a minute, he got up and he left. So there are so many stories. The story where he was with the snake, then in the cave and nothing happened. He was peaceful. Then the story, he was, they were sending this harlot, professional sex worker to tempt him. Nothing happened like that. So basically, finally, to make a long story short, because we only go to 8:45, right? 8:45 is the cutting time, right? Huh? 9. So you need to change this sign, I guess. Oh. So 9 we finish. Okay. So at the end, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he was 24, so when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Haridas Thakur was about 60, more or less. So then Lord Chaitanya moved to Puri, and also Haridas Thakur moved to Puri. How many of you have been to Puri? Okay. So he was there, and at that time, and even nowadays, those who are born outside the Hindu religion, whatever that means, they cannot go inside the temple of Jagannath. They can see Jagannath only at the Ratha Yatra card, the Ratha Yatra time. Otherwise, you cannot go inside. You cannot go inside. So even Haridas Thakur, they did not allow inside. So Lord Chaitanya told him, they made him a cottage, a little hut, near the Swargadwar, the beach. There's a beach. It's like the beach is about, what is it? 2-3 kilometers from the temple? Something like that. 1 kilometer, something like that. So it's not that far, but it's not that close. So there is the Puri temple, Jagannath temple, with a very tall dome, the big chakra. It's more than 7 meters tall chakra. So you can see the chakra from anywhere in Puri. And Lord Chaitanya said, you sit here, you do your chanting, and look at the chakra, It's like having darshan. And not only that, but Lord Chaitanya said, I will personally arrange for your prasad every day, your maha prasad. Not only that, Lord Chaitanya will come every day to see Haridas Thakur. So, it's like he could not go and see the Lord, Jagannath, but the Lord himself will come and see him. And of course, Namacharya, he was the Acharya of the holy name, meaning that he was always absorbed. Everybody knows he was chanting 300,000 names, which is about 193 rounds. Huh? 92. Okay. Sometimes we'll chant extra. Anyway, 192 rounds every day, so you can, all of you are chanting 16 rounds a day, so means imagine chanting 12 times that. Chant 16 rounds for 12 times in a day, every day. So that's a lot of rounds, definitely. And he was chanting. Then he was chanting in the day, he was chanting in the night, he was chanting all the time. He was chanting all the time. He was chanting, sometimes he said 64 rounds softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Some 64 rounds like mentally, and 64 rounds really shouting very loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And that was a night for some reason. So but anyway, so 182 rounds, 92 rounds, and that was a vow. He would not eat, he would not finish. Very, very, very. So everybody knew, so everybody respected him. I mean, I don't know, even the priests, the temple, I don't know, they didn't allow him, Hare Krishna. But everybody knew, no, Saint Haridas, he was very famous. And plus, he has always been associate of Lord Chaitanya, of Advaita Acharya, Nityananda. So he has a very prominent role in the movement. In fact, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote these books, Harinam Chintamani and Bhajana Rahasya, and basically he makes Haridas Thakur explained the glories of the holy name, the offenses. Oh, it's a literary device, no? And basically, he attributes these instructions to Haridas Thakur. Then we come to this. Where is that? 46. But before that, one day he was there, and then Lord Chaitanya came. And Lord Chaitanya came and saw that Haridas Thakur was a bit down, and he said, "What's happening? Is something wrong with your body? You're not good?" "No, my body is healthy, but my mind is disturbed because I'm not able to finish my rounds." He was old. He was about 8 years old, maybe even more. He was maybe in his 80s. So Lord Chaitanya told him, "Look, you are already liberated. You already preached the holy name sufficiently in this world. Now you can decrease a little bit the rounds." And Haridas Thakur said, "No, I'm so low born. I'm full of sin. I'm low. I'm fallen. How can I chant less? I can't." "I cannot do that because I'm too fallen to relax." I mean, relax means what? Chant only under 50 rounds a day or something. So he said, "No, I cannot do that." Then, but I have a request. I understand that soon you'll leave this world. So please, 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 let me leave before you. Let me leave before you. I don't want to see that your disappearance. It will be devastating. I mean, how can I stay knowing you left this world? I'll just go mad, you know. So please, just let me go before you. In fact, I would like you to come and I would like to die holding your feet, watching your lotus face. So can you do that, please, for me? And then Lord Chaitanya said, but then, Naridas, how can you leave me alone? How can I live without you? And Naridas says, my Lord, I'm an insignificant bug. What's the problem if an insect dies? What's the loss for the world if an ant disappears? So please, just give me this mercy. And then Lord Chaitanya said, anyway, Krishna certainly will fulfill any of your desires because you are a great devotee. So then we come to this stage. This is the next day. Because after embracing Lord Haridas Thakur, he left. He went to the sea to take his bath, like that. Then, next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur. So he brought everybody. I mean, he wasn't always going with everybody, but this time he brings everybody. You have 46 there? So, Haridas Ragyasi Dila Darshana Haridasa Vandila Prabhur Hara Vaishnav Charana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Do you think we can move to the next, or? It's on? Prabhu koi Haridasa koho samachar Haridasa kohe Prabhu ye Krishna tumar. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? Like, what's up? Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow me. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. So please imagine the intensity. These are all special personalities. Imagine the tumultuous sound. Vakreshwar Pandit is dancing. They're all singing around Haridas Thakur, who is appearing as an old man, more than 80-year-old man, sitting there, ready to leave this world in the presence of Lord Chaitanya. In front of all the great devotees, like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess 5 mouths. He was so eager and so fluent and so expressive. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. wow. She said, wow, how can I realize that? Oh, yeah. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him. And then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur, by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. First canto Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th chapter, after the battle of Kurukshetra, Bhishma was lying for many days on this bed of arrows from Shikhandi or arrows from Arjuna, mostly from Arjuna, and he was just there, and he had this boon that he could leave the body whenever he wanted, or rather he could not be killed unless he wanted to leave the body. And so he waited for Krishna to come. So the Pandavas came in full regalia, full royal dress. Krishna came. And then Bhishmadev instructed Yudhisthira, although he was on a bed of arrows, not the Vyasasana or something, he was on a bed of arrows and started instructing Yudhisthira Maharaj on the duty of the king. He convinced him he should take the role of the king despite all the deaths in Kurukshetra. And then finally he started glorifying Krishna. He started offering prayers, very high philosophies. He mentions the gopis as, you know, like asking their blessing at the last moment of his life. And then looking at the Lord's lotus eyes, lotus face, Bhishmadeva left his body. At the time also there were all the sages from all over the universe to witness this event. So similarly, Haridas Thakur was Brahma himself. He was surrounded by all this great personality. We heard Ramananda Roy, we heard Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all the closest associates of Lord Chaitanya. And so he took the lotus feet of the Lord on his chest, on his heart. And then he looked at the Lord and he started saying many times, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And then he just left. So everybody remember Bhishmadev. And then there was all celebration. All chanted the names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. And when he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love, it was something truly of another world. Then the Lord personally took the body of Haridas Thakur. There are many pictures like that, no, with Lord Chaitanya very tall and Haridas Thakur, and placed it on his lap. And then he began dancing in that courtyard in great ecstatic love. And they all started dancing and singing. Lord Chaitanya danced for some time. And then Sarod Damodar Goswami, basically, he was the secretary, personal assistant, so he went to him and said, look, there are other few things to be done. No, we have to do this and that, in a proper funerary rites. So then they put him on a carrier, on a palanquin. They say it resembled an airship. And then they took him to the sea, all chanting, singing. Lord Chaitanya was singing in the front, dancing. And then, personally, Lord Chaitanya took the body of Haridas Thakur and bathed in the sea. And then declared, from this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site. Which is very good, because all the seas are connected, no? So even if you go to Koper, you get something from there. Because all the sea, all the water is connected, no? So then, and everybody drank the water that touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And then they smear remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. And the proper rituals. Then they dug a hole in the ground, a grave, and then they put the body of Haridas Thakur there. And then they put different types of remnants of Lord Jagannath, like silken ropes made of silk, sandalwood pulp, even food, clothes, they put all on the body. And then they kept singing. Vrakeshwar Pandit kept dancing. And then personally Lord Chaitanya with his hands started covering the body with sand. Chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Then they covered the body, they made a platform, some sort of marker, and they put fencing around. So it was like a preliminary samadhi. Actually, you, many of you have been to Puri, you've been to Haridas Thakur Samadhi. Now it's there's the old temple. This old temple with a samadhi. But the time, of course, was a temporary arrangement. And then Lord Chaitanya danced and sang around the platform, the parikrama, no? And everybody was singing and chanting and singing and chanting. They said that the whole universe became filled with this vibration. Then Lord Chaitanya went to take bath, because that's a tradition after a funeral, after either you burn a body or you place the body in samadhi, then you go take bath. So they went back to take bath with all the devotees, and they start playing in the water. Generally you don't expect that after a funeral, but they were just so inexed, because obviously everything was auspicious. I mean, Lord Brahma comes, becomes a Namacharya, has a lot of preaching, he establishes an example for all times of attachment to the holy name. I mean, even nowadays in many Kirtan Mela they put Haridas Thakur Murti, no? So he establishes that, and then he has this death, first of all, completely painless. It's not like an agony, coma, this and that, drips and dialysis, nothing. He was just there, he took the lotus feet on the heart, he looked at the lotus face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he just left. So it was a source of jubilation. Of course, a mixture. Separation, they won't see him anymore. But wow, you know. So After that, they went to the sea and they're just splashing each other. It's like, it's they're playing in the water with great jubilation. Snana jala keli range. Jala keli. No, the games in the water. Then, again, Lord Chaitanya went back and again circumambulated the tomb. So it was not, obviously, it was not like a formality. The mood was not, okay, I did minimum or whatever. No, again went back, again circumambulated the tomb. And then he went to the temple of Jagannath. And the whole city chanted like that. And then, it was not finished. Lord Chaitanya himself, as a sannyasi, he spread this uttariya and started begging food from all the shopkeepers. You know, there are all these shopkeepers that sell prasadam, they sell this puri cheesecake, and they sell gajas, they sell all sorts of food. And then, and so he was saying, please give me something for the Haridas Thakur festival. I am begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Please give me alms. Bhikkha deha ta amar. And all the shopkeepers, yes, of course, the big baskets of prasadam. They're very happy. Yes, please take this, take that. And then Swarup Damodar somehow stopped them and they said, go back. Then they sat down with their baskets. And then Swarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence. In other words, you shouldn't do that. I'll do that. You know, don't take this burden of all this food and things. So, and kept him with four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. So, Swarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmful of prasad from each and every item. So in other words, he started organizing. Because Lord Chaitanya was in total ecstasy. He would have taken, I don't know, mountains of prasad, hundreds of baskets. And then Swarup Damodar stopped. My Lord, please go home. Go in the Gambhira. I'll do this thing. So he went, okay, four palmful of each prep, okay. Then in this way, varieties of prasadam was collected and packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of four servants. Then he brought prasad. Then other people sent more prasad. Vaninath Patanayak, he was the brother of Ramananda Roy. Kashi Mishra. They all send a lot of food, lot of prasad. Then Lord Chaitanya made everybody sit in rows, because that's the Vaishnava way to serve prasad. You make people sit and then you serve. But that's I won't get there now. And himself, Lord Chaitanya, personally began to give prasad to everybody, assisted by four other men. So Lord Chaitanya and four other servants, they started going, give prasad. Then because Lord Chaitanya was not accustomed to take little prasad, he's God, plus he was also very tall, no? So very big. So then, very thin, but very big. So then he was just loading on those plates, you know. He was giving like for five people to each person, you know. Imagine, take this much, five times. Okay, and then Swarup Damodar again, he said, request Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch. It's like, you know, it's, let me do this. And with this man to help me, I shall distribute the prasad. Because, you know, you have another vision, no? And the four men, Swarup, Jagadananda, Kashishwar, and Shankar, distribute the prasad continuously. I mean, Lord Chaitanya was in this ecstasy, you know, in this ecstasy, and he just, you know, Haridas Thakur, he was thinking, you know, so he was just, and then he said, So all the devotees then who sat down would not accept the prasadam as long the Lord has not eaten. They were waiting. Now that's like the etiquette. Now there's a senior. If he's around, you don't start eating. They should eat first. No? That's the system. And so, on that day, actually, Kashi Mishra had invited the Lord. Therefore, personally went there. He made him sit. And then he served prasad. And then, when everybody was already filled up to the neck, okay? But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributor, give them more, give them more. Deho, deho, give, 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 give. In other words, the servants were there. Lord Chaitanya was there. They were serving. But Lord Chaitanya, give them more, give them more. So they give more. I mean, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells you to give more, you give more, you know? And people say, no, it's really not. No, no, give them more, more. Let's honor Haridas Thakur. Let's eat his prasad. And then, after all the devotees finish accepting prasada, they have washed their hands and mouth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally decorated each of them with a garland and sandalwood pulp. Each of them. Like that. He took, like, ownership of the ceremony. He was not just participating. He was like, you are my guests. I am honoring Advaita Haridas Thakur. So, I'm feeding you. I'm then honoring you. I give you the garland. I give you the pulp. And that's complete. And then, we finish with this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. He blessed. He said, anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam, will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Everyone began to chant, all glories to Haridas Thakur. Sobe Gaya Jaya 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 Haridas Name Rama Himanyena Korilo Prakash, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami speaks, he says, thus, I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Jai Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Srila Haridas Thakur Havir Bhav Tiro Bhav Titi Ma Mahotsav Ki. This appearance celebration of Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.